Hi everyone, my name's Ian, one of the leaders here at Open Door, and I want to thank you for tuning in. And more than anything, I want to remind you today that the message of Jesus is good news. In fact, it's more than good news, it's great news. It's life-changing and transforming news. And if you are someone who follows Jesus, I also want to remind you that we have been given the task of sharing this incredible news with people around us. One of the last things that Jesus said to his disciples before he physically left this earth was to go and make disciples of all nations. So the first part of that is to go, that we are to be a people who reaches out beyond ourselves, that we are to reach out into our communities, reach out to other nations, and to share the message of Jesus. The second part says that we are to make disciples. A disciple is someone who's learning to live like Jesus. It's someone who is following Jesus, living in the way that Jesus lived. And if you look at how Jesus lived, he was always going to people outside of himself. He was always reaching out to those on the edges of community, those people who were lost, those people who needed hope. And there are many people around us right now who need hope. There are many people in the middle of this crisis who are questioning, what is life all about? Where is the hope? And the answer is that the hope is found in Jesus. And if you know Jesus, you are called to introduce him to other people. Now, there is another verse in 1 Peter that says this. It says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. Always be prepared. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that I don't do that as well as I would like to. Either I'm not bold as I would like to be, or courageous as I would like to be. I don't see the opportunities when they come up in front of me, or even when I do see them, I don't always step in and make the most of that opportunity. So this morning, I want to introduce you to one of the best tools that I know of helping people discover who Jesus is and what he's all about, and that is Alpha. We are going to be running our first online Alpha course in the autumn, starting in September. And it's going to be really exciting. I really want to encourage you to do a couple of things to help us out with this. The first is to pray. It's really, really important we get behind this in prayer. We pray for the team. We pray that the technology would work. Most importantly, we pray we get the guests to come along and that God would do something in their hearts as they come to discover who Jesus is. Secondly, just as importantly as prayer, what I want to ask you to do is to consider, who could you invite to come to Alpha? Could be someone you've already got in your mind, someone who's already asking questions of you. It might be someone that you just meet in the street who you don't know who they are, but you're going to come across them this week. And so I want to ask you, please, would you begin to invite people to do our online Alpha? You can find out more information on our new website, which has now gone live. One of the things that I'm aware of is that actually to invite someone to something when you don't really know what it is very hard. And so this morning, we've got a treat for you. Rather than me standing and giving you a talk, we are going to show the first session of Alpha. Is there more to life than this? And I'm showing you this because I want you to see the quality of the production. I want you to see how accessible it is for people who are watching it. I want to show it to you because I want you to be inspired. I want you to allow God to speak to you as you're watching it. Some of you watching this might see it and think, do you know what? That is really for me. Maybe you're exploring. Maybe you are asking questions. And maybe you want to go online onto our website and sign up to do Alpha yourself. Others of you, God is going to inspire you as you watch this to invite other people. And so I really want to encourage you, watch this now with an open heart and allow God to speak to you about those he may want you to invite.
Wasn't that just such a great film, such a great tool that we can use? My friends that have done the Alpha course have all loved doing it. Now, let me just assume that those people have tuned in to Open Door Church Online would say that they are Christians. You've believed in your heart and you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And let's also assume that you've experienced lots of God's blessings. You've experienced healing, You've experienced God's presence. You've known his love for you. You've got more of a purpose in your life. I believe that we want that for everyone that we know and people we don't know. We want that knowledge of God's love and forgiveness for our friends and our family. Now, the Alpha course is just a brilliant opportunity and tool. So many of us aren't sure what to say in awkward situations. We should be better on our feet. The Bible tells us to be, but we're not always so great on our feet. And this is just such a great tool. One, it's in your home, in people's homes. They don't have to come somewhere. They don't have to really meet anyone face to face. And you can really just think of through the material from the comfort of your own home. Now, this year has been the strangest year of my life. However, I've had more God conversations, more opportunities for prayer, more people asking me, what can I do to be saved, than ever before. It's been an incredibly hard year, and I've also had incredible opportunities. Only a few weeks ago, I was driving my niece back home, and in the car, after a rubbish week of homeschooling four kids, she said, How do I pray? Can I have a better access to God? What do I have to do to be saved? I also had a lady, the Lithuanian lady at the allotment, flag me down, call me over, say, come pray for his back, come pray for my knees. And she said, oh, there's a weird tingling sensation on my body. That has not happened before. Now, I can see that I think we have three options to sharing our faith off the top of my head. One, we can live in fear and say nothing. Two, we can live in fear and pray to God that he will send some stranger to go and encounter our friends and family and our colleagues and tell them about Jesus. He can do it. Or three, we can ask God to give us opportunities. Now, he will actually change that. He already has given us all the opportunities. We're asking the Holy Spirit to show us the opportunities. So let me give you an example. Last Friday, I was at the Riverside Park with the Awesome Infused gang. John asked me to go pray for a lady with a bad back. So I prayed for her back. And then we just started talking about prayer and God. And then the whole of the little group, the ladies that were sat around, started asking questions. What is your church like? Why is it like that? I would like to go. One lady pipes up. I think I believe in God, but I see lots of bad things around and I just don't know how to fix it or to place it all together in my mind. So I was able to there and then on the spot say, well, I've done this brilliant course and we're doing it soon. I'd love you to come. And she was coming in our ring. She might not come, but I will make sure she gets an invite from me. So we also can ask God to place people in our mind who to invite. Now, it's not your job to make them come. It's not your job to convince them to come. It's your job to pray and to ask and to look. That's your job. Now, God in his wisdom decided that he would partner with us. Now I sometimes think he's tied himself down to disobedient people who won't do the mandate they were given. Now I would like to pray that we are not going to be foolish, disobedient, fearful people, but we will realise who we are, whose we are, and what our mandate is, which is to go and tell people that God loves them, the God of the universe, who made all of the stars and the planets and made all of the 228 muscles in a caterpillar's head, knows you. He knows you. He loves you. If you don't already know this God, he is looking for you. He wants you to encounter his love. And it's not a God who is a distant and an angry dad. He's a God that loves you so much. His invitation is to invite you into his family. His invitation is for freedom and wholeness. That is what we want for people, isn't it? Now, I'm just going to shut up for a minute. And I would like you in your house, in your living room, or on your bed if you haven't got out of bed yet. I know you are. Well, I don't. I would like you to ask God. To God, would you still us? And I'm just going to be quiet. And Holy Spirit, would you drop into our heads, into our thoughts, people who you want to invite to Alpha, and would you give us more courage and more boldness and an awareness of who you want us to share our faith with. Father God, we declare that we are your people. We are mini Jesuses, and our mandate is to go and make disciples. God, we ask for your forgiveness for not doing that so many times. But Lord, we ask for a new boldness, a new courage. In this season where people are scared and they're fearful of death, would we be brave? We are not scared of death. Death has lost its sting. So we pray for boldness to share our faith with people on the streets and our families on the phone and our friends on the phone or wherever we meet them, Lord God. And Holy Spirit, would you drop into people's minds, anyone you would like us to invite to Alpha? Thank you, God, that there is no seating capacity on this course. There is no capacity in heaven. You do not have a maximum limit. You desire for all people to come to you. Declare boldness and courage over you people. I pray for more opportunities. I pray for more wisdom. I pray for more hunger to get into God's word. I pray for more of a filling of the Holy Spirit and more desire to share the gospel wherever you go. Bless you guys. Have a great week. Come back with more stories of how God is transforming lives wherever you are.